during the game when Morocco is playing in the Mundial. Everyone was celebrating my country. I felt like, wow, I can actually raise my flag in the street where everyone is cheering to me and like taking pictures with me. That was a homey feeling.
Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast The Cult of Autonomy. My name is Amnon Cohen and I am here with my mate Hisham.
Hi everyone, my name is Hisham Al-Mahjoubi. I'm so excited to be here. We have with us also a guest. He's a Moroccan living in Israel for the moment. His name is Atman.
Hi everyone, I'm Atman. I live in Israel for now a year and a half, and Hisham is one of my dearest friends.
Yes, thank you.
Can you tell us briefly about your impression from Israel so far?
Coming here, I was the first Moroccan student in Haifa University, one of the first to come in the first year after the Abraham Accords. It starts like a joke we were having, me and you, Hisham, if you remember.
Yeah.
And we said, I'm going to go to Israel. That was long time pre the peace accords, the Abraham Accords.
As part of the Abraham Accord, the state of Israel and the Kingdom of Morocco agreed to normalize their relation between of the states.
And when the accords happened, I was like, I actually can go to Israel and study about what I want to study that's cannot find in Morocco, which is Jewish studies, and start applying. It was a little bit hectic to come to some realizations about the possibilities and opportunities, because for me it was just an adventure. But Hisham was there all the time. He was like, no man, you can do it, keep trying.
Yeah, I remember I was very excited for him coming here to Israel. I said, okay man, you're one of the first people that will be there, and I'm so excited for you. And the day when I knew that I'll be coming and I'll be in Israel, first thing that I did is calling him and said, okay man, I'm coming, we'll have to meet. And it's happening, and he's recording the podcast with me. So first thing first, we believe that people in their 20s face many challenges in our respective countries, in Morocco and Israel. And our main subject is in regard of the financial duty that young people in their 20s have toward their families, and what pressure that occurs to them. So we will be talking about these issues, and each of us will tell his story.
30% of the Israelis between the ages of 26 to 34 are still living with their parents due to high cost of living. While in Morocco, it's pretty the same, while the average age to leave the parents' house is 28.
In Morocco, it's common for young adults to live with their parents until they are married. This is due to both cultural and economic factor. Many people cannot afford to move out and live on their own due to the high cost of living, while others may feel a sense of duty to care for their parents as they age. And we feel that Moroccan and Israeli, or all over the world, have this cultural attachment to their family, and this duty that they have to support them emotionally and also financially, especially when you are coming from a modest family. What do you think about that, Amnon?
I think that the similarity that we discovered this week is amazing. Like, we are the same person. We were on the train, and I asked her, which one of them Moroccan and which one of them Israel? And she said, I don't have a clue. And it's amazing because by the media and before we met each other, it seems like so far, the distance between us and you, and like huge gap that, I don't know, you can give this gap many names and put many reasons. But now when we face each other and when we spend this week together, I don't know, like, I think from all of the world when I went, you are the most similar to me.
Yeah, well, we have our similarities, and one of the similarities that we discovered is that
the problem.
Yes, it's both of us had the duty to support our family during a certain period in life. That was one of the best things that we've done, and it's a source of pride for us, and we're willing to share with you these experiences and our stories regarding that.
Before we started, we would like to thank Sapir College, the University of Rabat, for the opportunities, Connect Institute, to be here and participate in some amazing program with this fascinating week.
Yes.
I feel blessed. To be honest, I feel blessed. So thank you, Connect Institute. Thank you, Sapir Kolet. Thank you for Radio Kol HaNegev to hosting.
And UM6P.
Yes.
And about that. Six months ago, I was working. I used to be a manager in a key e-commerce website within a call center. I had a steady job. I had a good salary. And I decided to quit. That was one of the hardest decisions that I took in my life. I felt like the pressure. I felt like the risk. I wasn't certain about what I'm doing. But it was also one of the best decisions that I took in my life. Because I took the chance to learn and grow and do something that I really love and care for. This experience allowed me to be myself again. Because once I graduated from university, I had to be there for my family. Since an early age, my father left us and he wasn't there to support us, and I'm the eldest child. So in the meantime, my mother was working and she was responsible of our household. So when I graduated, my first target was to have that first salary.
The first diploma was to take care of the family.
Yeah, well, I had that first job, and first salary went directly to my mom. I with treats and everything. And from that day, I felt real satisfaction. I've been responsible for them emotionally first, because I'm the one that gives advices, the one that helps, the one that is be there when someone needs to go in hospital, when someone needs like important paper. And I with them for guidance, and also financially, because when you come from a modest family as I do, you have that obligation. I believe that my father did, and my grandfather before him, we have this tradition to help and be there for the big family despite of the problem that might happen in our families. So yeah, that was
but
it
alongside the satisfaction that you are the man in charge and you make everything happen, how did you feel, you know, after all, you're a human, you have like dreams, you have like targets, so where it's facing you?
Yeah, well, that was challenging. It was very hard. During that time, that would mean leaving my family behind and not being able to support them financially. I also couldn't pursue certain career opportunity that required me to relocate because my family needed me. So yeah, I had to balance between my family duty and also my own freedom. And that was at stake until recently. Actually, recently my sister graduated as well, and she took a job as a teacher, and that gave me a window and to do something for myself.
Because an opportunity for yourself.
Yes, I actually she was willingly proposing to help, and when she helped, I felt that I did something. She graduated, I contributed to that, and I've been there. So as like something that she wanted to do for me is give that chance, and she's taking care of our family for the moment. And I am also planning after this experience, because I am participant at Meher Center that aims to work in the cultural side. I'm discovering this field, which is this is something that I wanted to do for a long time. And when I was working, I applied actually for NGOs. I've applied for government jobs that aims that works in this field, in cultural field. And when I found this opportunity, I felt that it's meant to be, and being here and finding the balance between that duty that I had and me able to explore other things was something very good.
Apparently so far is the best decision that you took.
Yes, and the hardest.
Check out now. Yes, like you're in Israel making a podcast.
Yes,
meet your friend.
Yes, indeed. And I was amazed by your story as well.
Okay, I'll share with my story. So my story conclude the same problem in a different aspect. It all started after my bar mitzvah. You know what is bar mitzvah?
You told me about
it. Yeah, it's a ceremony when you convert from a young to adult. All of your sins on you now. Before it was on your father. Now you need to be the man in charge and responsible. So a few months later after my bar mitzvah, my parents got divorced. And in one moment, my family divided into two camps. While I have only one heart to love everyone. And I felt like I'm involved in something bigger than my life. Like
we
I need
say
to live in two fronts.
There is a Moroccan song. His name Andi Khlib Wahed.
What does it mean? Andi Khlib Wahed?
No. It means I have only one heart.
So yes, I'm Andi Khwa. I have only one heart to love everyone, but I live in two camps. So it was different. And for years, I had to support my mother emotionally And me, while me and my brother support my father financially.
How financially?
After the army, I want to achieve my dream, fly to Barcelona, see Lionel Messi, big part of my life. And then I buy the flight ticket. But then my father called me and tell me, listen, I need now some amount of money, like 8,000 shekel. And I said, okay, next time. And it faced me many times if you talk about from the aspect of my mother, because we grew up, me, my mother and my sister. And every time that my friend go out, you know, you have like the spring break and the summer break, and everyone, when they go out to the pool, to the beach, to the parks, I was need to stay with my sister and keep on her. So I lost that, I felt many, but it also made me a better person, and it built my personality to be more in charge and more responsible. But the problem wasn't there. I know that I need to support my family. The problem started 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you know, the COVID is came, and many people think, what am I doing with my life? And I felt that I need to go. And I had to dealing for years from those problems. I started to think to myself, what I want to do? Mm-hmm. Where I will fulfill myself? How come I do it? And for years, I had to abide to what society dedicates and seek material achievement instead of me own well-being. Where I came from, it's always important to move forward. You know it.
Yeah.
In terms of salary, in terms of relationship, in terms of assets.
Yeah, the normal curriculum, having like the diploma.
Yes.
Having a job 9 to 5, get married, starting like getting mortgages and pension, and then you die.
And
like
things. And you know, I thought I want to define by quality or influence, yes, and not by quantities. But this was the reality. Like, how many you save right now? You close to buy a house, how long you date with your girlfriend, you are close to get married. And this is what makes people appreciate you. And I said, I deserve better. And then I decided, like 2 years ago, I say, okay, I left my house, I honored my mother and my father about the values and the education they gave me. Mm. And I say, I will start my own way, I will write my path.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, I left everyone, and I say, I don't want to be in this race of life, I want to justify myself, my dreams. And it was tough decision. My brother has to take care now, mm-hmm, to the family. I don't know, I feel blessed for the opportunity. I think the late 20s is the best time to go out from the house, because you have many things that you learn, and you are mature,
yeah,
and you know how to be responsible, and you know that you can't waste your time.
Yes.
If I took the time to develop myself, I need to squeeze everything into this time.
Yes, indeed. Atman, what do you think about these similarities? You're actually someone in between for the moment. You're someone that is coming from Morocco, yeah, and living in Israel. And that I found that particular aspect is very interesting. You are aware of our culture being there, especially if you are the eldest one and supporting our family. And here in Israel, it's kind of different. Can you talk to us about this?
Yeah, I think our both societies are communal, so everyone is expected to be part of the household, and that might put a lot of hindrances, a lot of bumpers in the way of our generations seeking to establish themselves, to find a path in what they want to do in their life. Mm-hmm. And it's also what gives us energy to actually follow our dreams. So it's kind of a dilemma. Like, our families are the biggest support we have, but sometimes it can be the thing that stops us from actually reaching to achieving our dreams. In my case, I'm the only son for my mother. My parents are also divorced, but long time before I remember. I grew up only with my mother, and it was she and her and my grandma are really strong personalities. Both of them are Amazigh, which is different from Arab mothers, I guess, a little bit stronger in my defense.
I can't tell. I don't know.
I like some people may say grew up spoiled to have two mothers. No, I felt like I had two big brothers and fathers kind of trolling me with whom I hang out, but that helped me.
Yeah, me too, because when my father like stopped supporting us, and they're actually separated, not divorced, my mother was there, and she was sharing with me those values and saying, okay, you need to be good for yourself, you need to do this and that and that. I found that guidance very, very, very important in life.
Yeah, I graduated from high school straight away, went to university. So I was 17. And since then, I never moved back to live with my mother. But doesn't mean I was not helping. So I was always expected to just finish my studies as soon as possible and just contribute and send some money back home in small town.
I think it's the way they raise us, like they are strong like lions. We need to give them everything that, yeah, you know, we are thankful.
Exactly, which is beautiful, which is I 100% support. I believe that we always should take care of our families, our loved ones, our friends, everyone, but we should not do it on the price of our future, our passions. Yeah.
What is the cost?
And the cost of autonomy. Yes,
exactly.
And he has has an interesting story to tell us. And
I graduated first time from university. I was not satisfied with my studies. Started again in another university for another 4 years, but I was working on the same time, so I was financially independent. And it was a little bit tough to actually explain to my extended family. My mother supports the fact that I'm actually really into seeking knowledge and understanding about other people, and extended family put more pressure on me, like cousins, and which I didn't really appreciate.
The pressure was about you leaving, or the pressure was because you went to Israel?
I'm talking about long time before I even decided to come to Israel. Fact that I'm still in university and doing another degree, while my mother is still working in really tough jobs, and other people who actually are my age are already established, they're getting married, and I'm still like a son who doesn't really care about his family and his mother.
I'm in the same position.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly, that's the thing.
I'm 27 years old, and I'm noon too.
How old? I'm 28.
So people in our age now are married.
They have.
And I have a friend of mine, actually our friend, he has already a daughter, and yeah, he's with that steady job. But us, man, it's
It was this come and go. Like, you feel the pressure that you have to help in the household, but
you want to help from different position. You want to help after you get your education. You don't want to be so committed to your job. You want to be like stabilized in a good position, and then you can take care of them.
When I graduated second time from university, I was like, okay, that's it. I think I'll just go and find a job. That's too much pressure. And that's what I did. I grabbed the first job I got, which was in a call center also.
Which is non-related to your degree.
I have nothing to do with what I was studying. The only thing that is related to it is the fact that I was talking to international people from cross cultures in Africa and the Middle East. And I was relating to them. I learned how to make the sounds in Xhosa in South Africa. So,
yeah,
like Siakola, it's a name.
You speak Zulu?
My best. I didn't speak the Zulu. Just the sounds.
I learned how.
Yeah, this is what I got from that job. But it's not something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And so I was like, I need to help my family, not financially, but actually bring about new ideas into the household. My mother was working all of her life under other people. She's a chef. She cooks in hotels and weddings. And it was like always like, Mom, you should actually start your own business. You're amazing. All these hotels and places that you work for, people come to them because you are there.
Yeah.
So if you open your place, you'll have your customers. You've been working in this field for more than 20 years. And that's what she did. I mean, like, less than a year later, she decided to open her own business. And she doesn't need help from anyone, like, financially. Like, she doesn't rely on a salary. She actually have people working for her now.
Wow.
That was, like, one of the shifting points in our life.
It's the carrot that we need to...
Yeah, but she didn't do that before I came to Israel. Like, she was already in the plan of doing that. And I was deciding to quit my job and come in Israel, is like it was a big shift.
Is a good question. Like, which contribution is better? Contribute financially or by influence? When you do it by influence, you open an horizon for the people to start believing themselves and start go big. Yeah. And now she's the owner of the restaurant. Once I started to study, many people from my family started to study. And I don't know if it's going well or not, but the influence is sometimes better than the salary.
Yeah, and also the shift that you have in your head, like starting to see new horizons, you should share it with your family, with your friends, your loved yeah. ones, and actually open that for them too and see what they can do.
Yeah.
And for me, that's more important than just paying for their bills or paying for their rent. Like, if you can actually influence, not influence, but bring about new ideas of how you think as someone in our generation and trying to not go through like these classic jobs, careers for like 20, 30, 50 years doing the same thing every yeah. day. Like, we don't have that. Like, we don't have the privilege of doing it. Like, in our age, you will have to switch jobs and learn new skills every 2-3 years. We have to, like, yesterday you were a plumber, the next yeah. day you're gonna host a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's something that we actually have to face in our generation. And explaining that to our families was tough. And so, like, I was telling mom, listen, it's impossible in my generation to just work a normal job and stay there forever. There yeah. might be a crisis and they might kick me out. So I have to actually be flexible.
Yeah, they might be replaced with all what's happening with the ChatGPT guys. It's it's coming up hard and it's taking off jobs, but it's change. You should embrace change. And in this transition, like bar mitzvah, but it's in your 20s and it's with the real life and you are facing all these.
The real bar mitzvah, I think.
I don't know. We can argue about that, but I just had this idea. Well, in that phase, you are uncertain about what you're going to do. And you are supposed to have the choice. But in this podcast, what we wanted to talk about, me and you, Amnoun, is some of us do not have this choice. You are in your 20s, you get your diploma, and you're supposed to work. It's already determined. So when you don't have a choice, how can you decide? And in our case, we were like working in jobs that we do not really liked. But we had to do that for our family. But in the meantime, we're taking pleasure because we were helping. And that's the conflict. That's the real idea. So I want to know like your feeling about this.
I felt the same. I think my brother right now at the moment feel the same. You feel your commitment to your work, but you basically commitment to the family.
Yes.
This is your duty. Only after you left the family, you realize how much they are unique and appreciate you in the ways that no one can appreciate you. And then you feel blessed for the time.
I agree. And there's also a social dimension behind that, because coming up from middle or lower middle class in our societies, yeah. the rest of the society does not expect you to actually do something that upper middle classes can do. For example, if you want to study abroad, most probably your parents will help you finance that. But in our case, that's not the case. So that puts our families in a position of actually not believing you can do that. Because they say, you need money, and we don't have that, and we actually need you to help us in the household, and you just want to go and study in Europe, or in China, or somewhere that actually want to follow your dreams? And the answer is, yes, I can do it. You will not be, like, stripped in your finances. I can do it by myself. I can find scholarships, I can find fellowships, and it's possible. And that's a new mindset that's actually we introduced to our families. Like, you can do stuff that's actually out from the box.
Yes, and I believe that comes from this opportunity that we had, like, to work somewhere and have this experience made us, like, more aware and gave us this possibility to sharpen our mind and really be a problem solver. Because before this experience, like doing something that you're not really related to, you won't have this mindset. So every experience that you have in life made you like open your eyes on new perspective. If you didn't go by work and that pressure, you won't be seeking in this kind of independence, like doing something that you really like. So I found that very fascinating.
Yes, I think like the most fascinating thing that we invent our generation is like the mindset. Our family were restricted and committed to the world. And this is like the best thing that they can get for us.
And they go through what society expects from them. It's more like lower expectations in most of our cases, because you're not, for example,
do what you need to do. Get married. If you can afford a house, go for it. Find a stable job. You don't need to accomplish your target and you don't need to fulfill yourself. You just need to take care. And like where I came from, studies or education is less in the priorities of buying an apartment or having a wedding. And I said to myself, why? Why? I don't want to be the AI of live.
The subject is very interesting, and yes, I love this.
We can talk about it for hours.
Yes, and I would like to end up this podcast with a word from you guys.
Okay, I'll start. I think like it was an amazing experience, like sitting here talking about the same problem in different perspective, in different countries, in different economy, different situation, but we're in the same, the values of the family, the sacrifice, that you feel that you sacrifice, but you also feel blessed. That kind of dissonance is like amazing that we have it.
It's kind of part of our upbringing, and be proud of your family, about the culture, about the traditions, and just don't believe that the society's expectations, the only thing that you can do is what the society expects you. And to wrap it up, everyone expected me to be, the highest thing is to be a soldier or just someone who just looks
impressed
out for his mother and doesn't have dreams. He just wants to pay the bills for himself, for his mother, start a family, something normal. I came out from the box. I'm following my dreams. My mother is also following her dreams. I kind of raised up the line of what we're expected or what we can do. And for me, that's the best thing we can actually provide to our families. You don't really have to support them financially or anything. Just raise the awareness of their potentials and what they can actually do. Now I'm in Israel. I never imagined myself coming to Israel, given the fact it's one of the most expensive countries in the world. But my family doesn't send me anything, and I'm doing it. It's just amazing to actually believe in that. It's enlightening.
Yes, indeed. Well, for me, I'm 27 years old. I'm grateful for the experience that has shaped me into the person that I am today. I'm also grateful for the sacrifices that I made to support my family. It was not easy, but it taught me the importance of hard work, sacrifice, and the love and bond between family members. I learned also the importance of being me. Thank you guys for being here today, and thank you for sharing with us your story.
Thank you guys, Isham and Atman, to work with you on the creation of our own stories fill me with full of inspiration. I hope the audience will feel the same. Guys, never give up on your dream, as Paulo Coelho said. When you want something, the whole world will contribute to make it happen.